The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this.
Oh, we're moving on up in the world, aren't we, Neil? Accommodation's booked now for CrimeCon. Only the best for us.
Only the best?
Travelodge, I believe.
Yeah, I wanted Hotel Saint.
Yeah, but I'm not made of money.
I think it was 300 quid more for Saint.
I have to be honest with you. Given the difference in standard, it may as well have paid for it.
Hopefully, the travel lodge down south is better than what you'd get in Yorkshire.
Why do you say that?
Because they have higher standards, don't they?
You say that, but it's also like a major city. So you're going to get anyone and everyone there, aren't you?
Like them bastards call me knuckle dragger.
I do though, so I can't really say anything.
But no, I'm looking forward to CrimeCon.
Yeah, should be good.
If anyone's still interested in going, pretty sure you can still get tickets. And if you use the code MORTAL, you get 10% off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to come and chill out with me. Megan will be there, but don't worry about
I was about to interrupt
her.
You and say I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about that. And yeah, I'll even let you buy me a drink.
Because that's the type of fella you are, Neil. You've always been very generous.
So what are we doing today?
So today we are going to be doing a mini, and this happened in Florida.
Shock.
Well, I was expecting more of a reaction. I thought you were going to be like, right, of course it was, yeah.
Well, it's the same thing.
What?
What, you're saying shock?
What? No, your reaction was going to be...
Oh my God.
There you go. So, 27th of October, 2017, in Miami, Florida, Della Wright phoned the police. She told them there was a foul odour coming from her son's bedroom.
That's normal.
Is it?
How old's her son?
32.
Okay.
Now, before she called the police, she actually did approach her son and ask him what the smell was. He told her...
Never mind what that smell is.
No, he had a different answer. He told her... You ready?
Yeah.
He saw a rat in his room, he had had diarrhea, and the dog had also shit on the floor. I hope not all at the same time. There's a lot going on there.
What? Hang on, a rat in his room?
Yeah, there was three different explanations.
Yeah.
Rat, diarrhea, dog shit.
I'm sensing bullshit.
Just a little. So police arrived.
Hang on, sorry. So him using the excuse diarrhea, So he shat himself.
Well, that's the thing. As it was worded was had diarrhea. So is it just that he had had diarrhea or is it, yeah, he was like shitting in a bag in his room? I don't know.
He must have shat himself.
So police arrive wanting to obviously check out what the smell is and talk to her son, Jerome. As they make their way to his room, Jerome appears and... As the police describe him, he is, quote, naked and sweaty.
Oh.
He also had a bit of a smell to him, apparently, from being in the room.
And after shitting himself. Have you ever shat yourself?
No. I got dangerously close one time, though.
Yeah, I've been close.
Someone was in the toilet, and I was like, oh my God, if they don't get out now.
Where was this?
In my parents' house.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant at like a restaurant or something.
Oh my God. If that ever happened to me when I was at work or something, I would, no.
This is what I mean. Like, I've been working since I was 16 and I've had very few sick days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can have flu, like a really bad flu, and I'll still go to work.
Mm.
Diarrhea and migraines
absolutely
is the only
not.
Thing what'll keep, because like, especially when I had jobs where I was driving a van, if I'm in the middle of the motorway and my stomach starts rumbling, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No, no.
I don't care how much I'm getting paid an hour. It's not worth me shitting down my leg.
No.
It's not happening.
So they enter Jerome's room. I'm sorry. Shitting down my leg. So, yeah, like I said, they run into Jerome. He's naked and sweaty and they're like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they enter his room and in there they find the mutilated corpse of his girlfriend, Deanna Clendinen.
Why is he naked though?
I don't know.
Oh. Is this...
We don't know.
Okay.
I could take a guess, but it's not said.
Hmm.
So Jerome had actually wrapped her body in bed sheets and hidden her in his closet underneath clothes and other bedding and, you know.
So how long
fabrics.
Had she been there for it to smell?
A few days.
Did you already say that?
No.
Oh.
No, I couldn't remember if I had it written further down, but it didn't matter. Her organs had also been removed and were later found in a bin bag just outside of the house. So when police noticed a decomposing leg protruding out of said closet, they asked Jerome, you know, like, what the fuck is this? What's going on?
And did he say, it's a fucking leg?
Well, are you ready for Jerome's justification of the situation?
Go on.
It's not a real body. It's a blow-up doll made of flesh. Now, I don't know about you, but I think there's still some fucking questions to be answered here, Jerome.
You think?
Like,
you think there is?
The made of flesh? He claimed that he had bought it off the internet. That's not okay.
When was
you
this?
You can't do this. 2017. So, obviously, Jerome was arrested.
Yeah.
But he was deemed mentally incompetent to stand trial and he was sent to a secure psychiatric facility. They said that they think rehabilitation could take months or maybe even possibly years. Jerome was suffering from schizophrenia and also drug abuse. And at the time of his arrest, he was actually on probation for battery charges against Deanna.
Oh.
So this is what his mother had to say about it. My son started to deteriorate really bad last year. He wouldn't shave. He wouldn't take a bath. He started urinating in his room. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to turn. My son needed professional help on a daily basis and I couldn't provide that for him.
Wait, it was just urinating, what, on the carpet?
Just, I assume so, yeah.
Just whipping it out and pissing anywhere?
Yeah.
So you do hear about some people who piss in bottles.
But yeah, that's nasty. Don't do that.
So, can I tell a quick story? I know this is a mini.
Go on, yeah.
So I used to work in a mobility shop selling, like, you know, the mobility scooters and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So everything would be VAT-free because you're selling to people with disabilities. And this guy came in. So at the time, I'd have been, like, 21.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy came in. I'd say we're, like, mid-20s. Walking fine, you know, but you don't want to judge. You don't,
yeah,
you don't,
of course.
You know, and he said, I'm after, do you sell urine bottles, you know, with the caps? And I said, yeah. They're over here. That's a male one. That's a female one. And he went, oh, no, a male one. And it was only when I took him back to the office and I was, you know, doing the invoice and everything. And I said, what's the disability? Oh, no, that was it. I said,
oh, like the number is it that you need from him?
No, so what I said is it for a grandparent or a parent? And he said, no, for me. And I went, oh, okay, what's the disability? Because I have to, on the invoice, I have to put down a disability.
Yeah.
The reason why it's VAT free.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you have to pay for the VAT. And he went, I'll just pay for the VAT. He went, you see, I'm a gamer. Now, at this point, I was a gamer.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know what that means. Like, what do you mean, gamer? And he said, you know, like, if you're in the middle of, like, I used to play Call of Duty.
Mm.
Call of Duty games was over, is it in 10 minutes? I think it's over.
Yeah.
He was playing Battlefield. Battlefield, you could be playing for a lot longer at each time. And he said it's so he didn't have to get up away from the computer.
No.
He would
piss himself.
Like, I think he wanted like 4 bottles.
Stop, like.
So he would just sit there, piss in a bottle.
Stop.
And carry on gaming.
No.
And then empty him out after his gaming session.
Right. Dirty fuck, first off. But it annoys me so much because there's people who have to use that who don't want to.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I'm a lazy fuck. I don't want to get up from my fucking chair.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That fucking story. I swear to God. So yeah, basically, Jerome's mother, she knew he needed help. She knew that he had violent outbursts. She just said she didn't know what to do, where to turn. She wanted to help him.
Mm.
But what was she to do?
Like, I think there is a big difference between now and 2017 that it's a quick Google search and you'll find a number or an email or
something.
But
it's also, can you afford it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she says, I want to be his mother. He needs me right now and I need him. So, I mean, although some of Jerome's excuses are humorous in the sense that they're so bizarre, it's truly a case of mental illness gone untreated and, like we just discussed there, not for the lack of trying on the part of his mother.
Mm.
She just didn't know what to do and couldn't afford the help her son severely needed.
Yeah.
Now, remember when we were talking about Richard Chase and you saw a picture of him and we were kind of saying, like,
He looks like Russell Brand.
That's what you said, yeah. But also when you look in his eyes, there just seems to be so much concern and as if there's the weight of the world on the shoulders. Yeah. There's so much going on. Jerome's a bit like that when you see a picture of him.
Okay.
You can tell it's kind of like, yeah, he needs help. He's clearly struggling, you know? And that's the case of Jerome's bizarre justification for his actions.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah. Do you know something I've noticed as well?
Hmm.
I haven't done this on purpose, but all of the minis I've done have been about, like, dismemberment and stuff. Like, I didn't mean to do that. Do you know what I think it is?
Yeah.
I'll hear of a case and it's so severe, and usually the minis are ones that aren't that well known. So I think it kind of catches my attention. Like, how did this happen to a person and not get more media attention? But yeah, I promise I'm not doing it on purpose. It's just happened that way. Another one I have written down, that's about dismemberment as well. I think I should get help.
I second that.
Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.